Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Vav Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we begin a brand new siman, Siman Shin Beis, which deals with Dini Nikui V'Kipul HaBegadim B'Shabbos, cleaning and folding garments on Shabbos. And we begin on the bottom of Pei Hei Omud Beis with the start of this siman with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, HaMenar Talis Chadosha Shechor, if a person is shaking off a new garment, a black new garment, again, talis, I point out, doesn't mean what we call a talis, it means a garment, unless we specifically say a talis katim, talis gadol, or a talis mitzuyetzes. In general, the word talis just means a garment. So hamenar talis chadosha shechor, if a person shakes off a new black garment, min hatal, to get the dew off it, shalea, chayev, this is an iser over here, an iser daraisa, shahanir yofilo kimo kibos, because this shaking off of the water will extract the water from the talis, both from the outside as well as from the inside, and it's like you're cleaning the talis, and it's over in iser kibos. But this is only true, the Mechaber tells us, v'husha makbid alei. This is only if he's medaktik and makbid on this specific item that it shouldn't have the water on it or in it. Shalo lav shal below near, that he wouldn't wear such a garment unless he shook it off. Now, we have to really understand this din much better. So let's see the Mishneh Berurah inside Siv Katan Aleph. Why specifically a new garment, chadasha, does this din apply? And the implication is that it doesn't apply to an old garment or to a non-black garment. So the Mishneh Berurah tells us, the chadasha mikre, something is defined as being new, imlo nishtamish bo adayin harbe, if something has not been used a lot, it still is the definition of new. It doesn't have to be the first time you're wearing it. It could be the first number of times that you're wearing it, as long as it's still considered new. Show nira bo chidusho, that it still has the appearance of a new garment. Obviously, the question is, what is the shear for this? And Dear Shufut number one says basically that we don't know the shear for this. He says the gedder of a talis chadosh linyan zeh, how do we define something that's still considered new? So the bir halacha and dibra maskul lochush brings down in the name of the Yaros Devash of Yonas and Eibishitz Zatzal, Shloya Danuma, we don't really know what this shear is. And therefore, Yesh Lahachmir, Shlolinar, Kol Beged Mehatal, or Ovik Shalab. Every garment has to be concerned that this is a new garment in regards to this din, and you shouldn't shake off the dew from it. Achein, however, Kivin Shaharbi Achronim lo hiskiruzos, but many of the Achronim don't bring this down lahalacha. So the Bir Halacha says, Sha'afapi Shamachmir Tuav Alabrocha. If you want to be machmir like this Yaros Devash, that's very, very good. However, Mikol Makom HaMeikal Yesh Lo Amal L'Smoch. If you don't consider this a new garment, so you have those that you can rely upon. However, Af Tov Shiyaseh Zos B'Shinoi. But if you are going to shake it off, you should do it with some sort of a shinoi to knock it down from certainly not being an Issur Daraisa. Then he says, "Ubeget shenikar mimareyu shebeget shol Shabbosu." If it's clearly a Shabbos garment, so then Rav Nissen Karo Lishlita says that is automatically considered bechlal beged chadosh. We view that as a new garment automatically. Siv Katan Beis, the Mishneh Berurah says if it's a black garment, avol chivre, a white garment or a light colored garment, v'sumke, or a red colored garment, less lombard. They don't have this halachic status of being considered automatically a new garment that you're makbid on. But Tom, the reasoning is the bechadosh u'shchor with a black new garment, minkar hayipoy aydehanir. It's recognizable over here that you're improving the garment by shaking off the dew. Dear Shufut number three brings down klomar. It means to tell us lefikoch bistam meinichim onu shemakbidu lenar. The default position is with a black garment, a new garment, that it is automatically going to be something that you're makbid on. However, beget should do a shemakbid of lenaro, or any other garment, however, that you are certain that they're makbid on, then also lenaro, athemu yoshon, osheno shochar, even if it's an older garment, or it's not a black garment, as the Bir Halacha says in Dibra Maskul Olea, a person has to be careful not to shake this off as well. The Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, "Umasha kosav shemakbid alei." It says that you have to be dafka over here, makbid on it, concerned about it. Hatam, the reasoning is, "Doz chashiva anir kemo kibos." Then, in that situation, the shaking it off is considered like kibos, like laundry. Avolamein darkul hakbid velo shulafom in belinir. But if the person's not makbid about having a little water on it, and in fact he would wear it many times without shaking it off, then mutr lenar avlechachila. Then there is no concern over here, and you'd be allowed to shake it off even lechatchila. The issue footnote 5 explains, Ubeged Shibiderach Klal Ein Machbid Love, if it's a type of a garment that you're normally not concerned about. However, today you are. Aksha Minaru Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos. Now you're checking off because of the cover for Shabbos, or Acher, or for some other reason, maybe you're going to a Simcha or something like that, and you want it to look extra specially good. So in this situation, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Shadino Kebeged She'ein Machbid Malov. He says, we still consider it like a garment that you're not Machbid about, and you'd be allowed to shake it off. And he adds, Shekeim Afurish with Piskei Arit. He says, he brings this down from the Gemara in Shabbos. The Piskei Arit says the same thing. And the Sfas Emes also agrees to this. However, Rabbeinu Karlis Shlita brings down, Shin B'chol Shabbos Machbid Hu Al HaBeged. If every single Shabbos you're Machbid on this Beged, even though on the weekdays you're not, so then he considers it a Beged you're Machbid on, and you shouldn't shake it off. If it's on a one-time basis for some specific reason, for some special event, so he says he's not sure what the halacha is. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Min HaTal She'aleha brings down from the El Yerab in the name of the Aguda that the same halacha applies over here, like to do as well as to snow. This may be a much more practical halacha for many of us living in places where there is snow right now. If the snow hasn't melted, but it's really clumped on top of the garment, so then you'd be allowed to shake it off, because that's a equivalent to the notzos that we're going to talk about later in the shiur today. These notzos, these feathers, they're not really embedded in the garment, but they're on top of the garment, and you're allowed to shake them off, and that's not a problem. However, even in this situation with the snow, ach yizoher linar bekal, don't shake it too vigorously. Dimhoya nomos kitzas lo minkar, because if it melted a little bit into the garment and it wasn't recognizable, lo yipo kim mamoshus hashelig homid milmala, because if you shake it off not vigorously, then only the snow that's not really attached and melted into the garment will fall off, but the other stuff won't come out, and therefore you don't have a problem over here with shaking out the dew that's embedded within the garment now, which is a problem potentially of kibbutz or shechita. Chavetz Chaim continues in the Bir Halacha and Dibra Maskel B'Husha Machbid. He says the reason is over here, Hatam, Da'idei Zeh Mikre Yipui B'Habeged. By shaking it off again, that's called beautifying the Beged. V'Minayar B'Shul Acher, if one person is shaking off the Beged for somebody else, V'Hu Machbid, the person shaking it off is Machbid. V'Ha Acher, but the owner of the Beged ain't a Machbid. So then, the Chavetz Chaim says, L'Chori Yesh L'Hachmi, you shouldn't still do this over here. You should be Machmir not to do this, because Kivon de la Mahanayar Havi Yipoy, because the person shaking it off, who's the one doing the action, Hu Osa Malacha, for him it's considered a beautification. So don't do it. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Yesh Lidchos. You could argue with this. Kivon da Beged ain't a Misyafe Lebal HaBeged. One could argue the other way and say, listen, the owner of the garment really doesn't care, and from his point of view, I don't really care whether the dew is there or not, and it's not considered being beautified by shaking it off, and therefore it would be permissible. So he's left over here with two different ways of looking at it when somebody does it for somebody else. In the next Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim in Dibra Maskel Alei brings down a very, very complicated and long discussion as to exactly what it means that you're machbid on it over here. And he goes through the Gemara, and this is a quite long Bir Halacha, we won't have the time to go through it, but Ayin Shem, if you really want to get a full understanding of this issue, where it starts from in the Gemara in Shabbos. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, V'kol shekein she'asu l'nayar beged shenoshar b'mayim. The Ramah says, certainly, when it's forbidden to shake off a garment that has become soaked in water, o shiardu alov gishabim, or got soaked in the rain. V'dafko b'beged chodosh shemachbid alov. But even here, he brings down the name of the kolbo. This is only a concern if it's a new garment that you're machbid on about the water that is on it and inside of it. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siv Katan Gimel, Ubazeh ein chiluk bein shachar lishar tzivonim kamo b'talel. Here with the water, the rain, we don't make a distinction between a black garment and a white or red colored garment, but all garments have the same halacha over here, different than the tal. The daf gashon, in regards to the tal shumuat, which is only a little bit of water. The tal is dew. It's not a ton of water. In makbid alar el b'ukve. So then we can assume that a person is not makbid about shaking it off, only if it's the black garment, which will really be recognizably improved by the shaking off of the water. Abu bakan. But here, any garment, shamayim merubin, where there's a lot of water on it, haderich lahakbid linar b'chol abgadim. Even white or lighter colored garments, red colored garments, any other garments, person is makbid that they shouldn't be soaking wet. And therefore, we have to be concerned about schita, squeezing out the water when you're shaking it off. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalit says that this is true, the Ramah said, with a beged chadosh shemakbilov, with a new garment, as opposed to an old garment. Rotsalomar, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah as follows, the mistama, the stam default position who makbid olav lenar lefisha miskatzer aydemayim. With a new garment, if it's soaking wet with water and you don't shake it off, the garment will shrink. And even an older garment, you shouldn't vigorously shake off even an old garment, because shaking an old garment vigorously will also cause the water to be squeezed out of it. It's well known, it's well known and obvious that if a garment is soaked in water and you shake it off vigorously, it will squeeze the water out of it. The water will essentially come out from inside the garment, and this is brought down in the Shulta Giborim, which is brought down by the El Yeraba. The issue foot number 6 explains the difference between the Begit Chodosh, which the Ramah says you're also to go and shake off, as opposed to a Begid Yoshin, which you're mutter to shake off, except as we brought down, not very vigorously. So he brings down from the Maimer Mordechai. Shebe Begid Chodosh, with a new garment, Biderech Klal, in general, Makpidim Shloyu Mayim Blu Mesocha Kedei Shloyu Skabitz. You're very concerned with a new garment that it's going to shrink in water. Therefore, so a person is going to shake it off, he's going to be interested in getting the water out from the inside over here, and he's going to shake it quite well, and he'll intentionally be squeezing the water out of the garment. As opposed to a Begid Yoshan. A Begid Yoshan has been washed already a number of times, so obviously it's not going to shrink in the rain. You're not as concerned about the water that's inside of it, and therefore, you're going to shake it. You're not going to shake it so vigorously or try to shake it so vigorously that the water that's absorbed in it is going to come out, but just the surface water. And by a non-vigorous shaking, the upper layer of water will come out, but the water that's inside the Begit will not come out. This is also the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shamanar Begit Chodesh, when you're shaking off a new garment, Hol Makbidim Lanar, since you're Makbid over here to specifically shake it off, it's a Psik Resha that it's going to lead to Srita of the water inside the garment. But when you're shaking off an old garment, which you really don't care about, because again, it's not going to shrink, it's a Psik Resha. It's not an automatic fact that the water from the inside is going to be squeezed out, and therefore, it's not a Psik Resha, it's not your intention, and therefore, you're allowed to do this. A very beautiful explanation of the distinction according to the Maimon Mordechai. The Ramah continues and he writes, Yeshom, and he brings down an opinion over here that is strict, that says, the Asur Lenar Beged Min Ha'avok She'olav Im Makbid Olav. You likewise can shake off a garment that has dust on it or dirt on it if you're makbid about that dust or dirt. V'tov Lachush L'dvarav. And he brings down the opinion of Rashi and the Or Zeruah that you should be choshesh for this opinion. One should, in fact, not shake off a garment from the dust that's on it. However, the Ramah continues, Avomutu lohasir hanotzos, we mentioned this in the Bir Halacha before, one can remove feathers, min habegi b'shabas. They're not really embedded, as we'll see, inside the garment. They're really on the surface of the garment, and you would be allowed to pick off the feathers, we'll see, even with your hand. And then, this is brought down in the name of the Or Zeruah, and the Ramah concludes, and he says, look further, ayin lekamen and simen shin lam azayin, for additional details about this, which we'll see in the Bir Halacha. Let's first go to the Mishnah Berurah, sif cotton hay. The Mishnah Berurah writes, that this opinion, as I already mentioned, is the opinion of Rashi, who das Rashi v'siyoto, we see it's as well, the Or Zeruah, the Savre that they hold, the Dohod, the Amrina Megmorah, that which the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna stated, Hamanar Taliso b'Shabbos Chayiv Chatos, Rav Huna said that if somebody shakes off his talis on Shabbos, it's an Issa Daraisi Yechayiv Chatos, which means, Dahainu Kishimanar Taliso Min Ovok Ve'a Ofor Shenivlabo, if you shake off your talis from the dirt and the dust that is absorbed into it, the Chayiv Mishum Melabin, that's an Issa Daraisi now of Melabin. That's true, V'davko B'chadeti Ubukmi, that's only true for a new garment and a black garment. Avobatike, an old garment, oh, bechivri v'sumki, or a white or a red-colored garment, a light-colored garment, less lombard. This din doesn't apply. Kamavur sham, as was explained over there, u'kamola'el l'inyantal, as we've already explained as well, in regards to the dew. And the Mishnah continues, and he says, v'chavona sarav, the Rav here is the Ramah, the chavona of the Ramah is, nami davka b'chadeti v'ukmi. Over here, he's saying this is only talking again about a new garment, v'ukmi, and a black garment. He says over here that it's also to do this. Lashminan, to teach us, dim eno makbid. If you're not makbid about this, afilu isura less lobot. Then there's not even an isur over here if you're not makbid about this, because technically there is no real libun that is being performed. However, the issue foot number 13 does bring down Abu Lenaro Bechoska. If you're really going to vigorously shake it, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman's Zatzal brings down Sha'osu Bechalof, and then you're not allowed to vigorously shake it off. Shekivin Sha'osu Kane, since you're doing it in this vigorous fashion, it's Muchach, it's clear, Shemakbid Olav, that you're in fact Makbid Olav having that dust there. Furthermore, he's bringing down Shekivin Shenior Bechozek, since you're doing it very, very strongly and vigorously, you're going to bring out the dust that's been absorbed inside the garment as well, and then that is considered kibus, and it would be forbidden. The issue foot number 7 talks about what happens if your shoes are dusty. So the Aruch HaShulchan says you'd be allowed to remove the dust from your shoes. This is likewise the opinion of the Shelos and Shuvos Or Lutzion and the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal. And the Shevet HaLevi explains, Shekivon she'en ha'avok choder l'soch hanolim. The dust doesn't penetrate into the shoes, and therefore, ein hasaroso nechsheves kekibos hanolim. And the removal of the dust is not considered like you're really cleaning the shoes. And he adds, she'afu b'she'en isu b'dover, even though this is not forbidden, he says, mikol mokum nagu shelo lasus kein eladei chavotas haraglayim b'kark v'dome. You still shouldn't take a cloth or something and wipe it off. You should rub the shoe on the ground or something like that to get rid of the dust. He then also brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that if a person wants to remove the dust from his garment, so if he does it in a way that he's misasik, he walks by people, he sits on a bed or something like that, and the dust will come off on its own, that's called misasik, that would be permissible as well. The issue foot number 8 brings down the interesting discussion as to what happens if a person did clean off this garment. So now, if a person does something b'mezid on Shabbos, it's potentially osur for him to ever get benefit from that. So he brings down, there is an opinion that says that if you then go after it's been cleaned off already incorrectly, improperly, b'isser on Shabbos, b'mezid, so then if you go back and you are malachlechit, you go and get it dirty again, and then you wash it, that might be enough. But others say no, that this person is forbidden to ever get benefit from this garment again, even if he goes and dirties it and cleans it again after he did it b'isser. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav, where he quotes the Ramah, who said that one should be concerned about this opinion, not to shake off the dust of your garment. And he says, look in the El Yerabba, Shekosav de Medina Yesh Isser B'zeh, that there's an actual Isser over here, Ki Harbe Rishonim Sovrim Kishitas Rashi. There are many that paskin like this Rashi, so you shouldn't just ignore it, you should be choshesh for this sheet of Rashi, Ayin Shom. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Mikol Makom, here the Yesh Lismoch Aldeo Rishonim Lohokel Ayde Ein Yehudi, but one can rely upon a non-Jewish person shaking off the dust for you, or befrat the ikol lefamim mishum kovod abrios b'zeh, and especially if this is going to be a lack of kovod, you're an important person, you're walking around this dusty, dirty coat, and you have a guy that could take it off from you, so bekovod abrios, and Issa d'Rabbanan is often pushed aside. However, Deir Shufut number 14 does bring down, from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that if you could get around the covenant of Brios by not going amongst those people and going in Davin, let's say, in a place where there aren't so many people, he shouldn't take advantage of this kula. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'tov lizor, kishabosh shachris, b'shabos, lebeis ha-medrish. The person should be careful. Ezu chacham aratz and all that. A smart person is somebody who looks into the future and sees what's going to happen. So when you come to shul in the morning and you hang up your coat and your hat, laniach kovo begadu b'mokum shimor, so make sure that you put him in a place where they're not going to get tossed on the ground. Kidei shelo yiplu la'aretz, v'yalu ovak aleim, v'yavu l'chilul Shabbos. Rechman al-san, a person very quickly and easily get involved over here in Yisurim of Darais or Darabonim, cleaning off his clothing. So one should be careful, put it in a protected place, hang it up in a way that it won't get knocked around, if at all possible, to prevent getting involved in these shilas. Finally, Sivkot and Zayin, we explained that the Ramah said that you could take off feathers or something like that from the clothing. That's not a problem. She'en zedoma liban. That's not considered liban, the Mishnah Berurah says. That's not considered laundering. She'en anotzos techuvim besocho, kimo hamayin ve'ofor. Because these feathers or other lint or things on top of your clothing is on top of the clothing. It's not embedded into the clothing like the water or the dirt are, and therefore it's not a problem. And therefore you could do this even for a new garment that you're particular about and concerned about, you're allowed to do this. The issue footnote number 15 brings down Vasaras Hanotzos in removing of these feathers. The Dayan Weiss in the Shelos Chuvos Minchah Chitzuk Zatzal, he writes, She'ev Solasos with your Dayim. You can even do this with your hands and not just by blowing on it. And he says this is what the Ramah meant. And it's not a problem of muks over here, brings down from Shulchan Aruch Harav, because these feathers probably came from something that wasn't muks. So they came like from a pillow or something like that, and therefore there's no problem over here of touching them with your hands. From the Chazon Ish, they bring down likewise that it's betela, it's subordinate and nullified by the garment, and therefore you could remove it, not a problem. He brings down in Dishu foot number 16, if there are crumbs that fall on your clothing, so Nissan Carlos says also, you're allowed to shake them off, and he adds, Shim Noflu al Big Day Tzemer, if they're on a wool garment or some other type of a garment where they would become attached to the garment, you're still allowed to take it off. He brings down, however, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, V'ayin Lekamlan, Simen Shin Lamed Zayin, so the Chofetz Chaim brings down over there, that afilu ba'ofen amutter lohasu imenu avok, even in ways that it's permissible to take off the dust, or in ways where you're allowed to take off the feathers, one has to be careful that if you're using some sort of a broom or some sort of a cleaning item, that you don't break it. One has to be careful not to break that item. And this is expanded upon in Dishu foot number 22 and number 23. Ayin Shom. That concludes today's shir.